In the meantime, let's talk to Mike quick, because, of course, Mike joins us every Seltzer's got the computer up. He's supposed to play Mike Quick's intro song. Oh, yeah!
I had it ready. I'm just trying to do two things at once.
Do you have the other audio, by the way, James?
I'm getting it, yes.
You're getting
it?
Of course, James, Mike joins us every Wednesday.
Sponsored by BetParks Online Casino and Sportsbook. New users can score up to a $1,000 casino bonus in their first 24 hours. You must be 21 in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Michigan. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And let's welcome the star wide receiver of the Eagles from the 1980s and over the last 20 or so years, a phenomenal announcer, along with Merrill in the booth, Mr. Mike Quick. Hey, Ben, Mike.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm great. How about you?
Who would have thought, Mike, in September, we'd get calls here on WIP today saying, NFC Championship game at a minimum, Mike!
Yeah, you know, it's from week to week. Next week, it would be they're horrible. They're the worst team. You know, this thing just fluctuates. And, you know, whatever's recent, that's what we go with.
Yeah, we often do. Mike, they've obviously played more impressive football lately. What has impressed you the most since the bye week?
So I just think that they're starting to come together. I just think that it takes a while, and you know, I've said this in past weeks. It just takes time to put all of these things together. I think sometimes we forget, even guys like John and myself who actually played the game, we forget how hard it is and how much time it takes to coordinate all of the things that you need to coordinate for a play to simply be successful. And you've got guys on the other side that are trying to make sure that your plays are not successful, but the coordination is starting to come together with a lot of the things that they do. And I'm really thinking about how well they're playing defense and they're blitzing and all of the things that you want to see the defense do. But it just doesn't happen overnight. I think the time that they've put in now, in-game stuff, because practice is one thing, in-game is different. I think the time that they've had is starting to shape this team, and we're starting to see what they really can be.
So let's talk about that. We're starting to see what this team can be. It's 8 weeks in. You know, this was the old midpoint of the season. How do you evaluate? Is everything where you expected it to be after 8 weeks, Mike?
I think when we look at this team, like what they did on Sunday, it's kind of what we wanted to see in week one. We were expecting to see in week one. It just doesn't happen that way. There's still growth to be had, I believe. But coaches are starting to understand players. Players are starting to understand their assignments and what's asked of them. And it's rounding into shape. That's the way I feel about it. And I've seen steady progression. I've seen progression, you know, along the way. And I think that's what you want to have. You don't want to have what we had last year. They win a bunch of games early in the season, and then they fall off a cliff.
Mm-hmm. Mike, do you think the defense is legit? And I'll frame it this way. Beating Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase is a great accomplishment. I don't know about beating the other nine guys that were out there. I mean, there's a couple that are good, but their line stunk. How do you evaluate the defense based on the Cincinnati victory by the Eagles?
I think you can only evaluate them based on who they're playing. And, you know, next week it's Jacksonville. And I guess if they tear Jacksonville apart, then you'll say, well, they didn't beat anybody.
We might. I might.
Joe will say that.
I might. No, you will. but you can only judge them based on who they're playing. And they played, I thought, a really good football team because that quarterback is so good.
Yeah.
Now they're able to break down his protections and get to him and make things tough on him. But that is a really good quarterback, one of the better quarterbacks in our league.
How about that? So and now we're running under center. Jalen's talking about how he benefits from running under center. We as an offense benefit from running under center. Do you anticipate this continues to grow, Mike? Is this where our identity lies?
I know that this is a team with one of the best running backs in the game, one of the best offensive lines. So you really have to lean on that. And we're starting to see a lot more running of the football. And even in that game, John, early in the game, they didn't have a lot of success running the ball, but they committed to running the ball.
Yeah.
I think that just, you know, I think that tells you where we're going. It's not what I tell you, it's what you see me do. And when I see them doing that, then they don't have to tell me who they are. I see who they are, and because they're leading with their feet, not what they're saying.
Yeah, and they're taking it to the defense. Our defense, it feels like since the bye, has been reinvigorated also, but it feels like they're sort of the way is being led by youngsters. Have you seen anything like this in your experience, Mike? The youth spearheading a defensive resurgence?
I have it, and don't you love that?
It's amazing.
These guys, these guys are first, second-year players, a lot of them, but they bring so much energy. They bring so much swag. They're celebrating one another's success. And that, to me, is where you start to build the type of chemistry that you want. These young guys, the watch that play that BG made, you know, these young guys, they're going to give BG juice. These young guys, they're going to give Slay juice. They don't want to get left behind when these young guys are making plays, so it's going to give them the juice to start to make more plays themselves. And I love the way these guys are starting to celebrate one another.
Yeah, it's good. You know, Mike, I'm thinking back as John's asking you about young players on defense. So in 88, you dealt with, obviously, in practice, a rookie in Eric Allen, who I believe...
I played with Eric,
yeah,
too.
In all due respect to Troy and Bobby T and Sheldon and Lito and any number of other, Darius Slay, good corners Eagles have had. I think Eric Allen's the best cornerback in the last 40 years for the Eagles. How do you compare and contrast a young rookie Eric Allen with a young rookie Quinyon Mitchell?
Yeah, that's a good one. There were not many better than Eric Allen to me, and I had to line up against him, and it was kind of getting to the end of my career. And he helped me to realize that it's time for me to do something else.
Wow. You got size on him, though, Mike.
That good.
You got a lot more size, and I would imagine like you could use that to your advantage, right?
Yeah, I was bigger than most cornerbacks, D-backs, but still. When Eric came to Philadelphia, and boy, he was such a stud, not only could he cover, but he was physical. You know, he would get downhill and make tackles. He was just an all-around, one of the best corners I've ever dealt with. Wow. And in practice, it wasn't fun dealing with him.
I'm sure. So Isaiah Rodgers came into this this game against the Bengals, made a huge play. We're not sure Slay's situation with the soft tissue. What do you expect from Isaiah Rodgers? How hard is it to stay ready? How much do you trust him if he has to stay ready for an extended period of time?
So I just think that Rodgers has been just chomping, waiting for his opportunity to get in the game and show that he can play. And he can. He's really good. His speed is special.
Great.
As a technician, he knows what he's doing technique-wise. You know, that was really a textbook type of play that he made on the tip ball to Gardner Johnson. I think he's just like all of these corners. The Eagles are stacked at that position. Because you can go deep at that position, and there's not going to be a big drop-off. They've got a lot of young guys that are really talented that can come in if Slay can't play and play that position. That is an area where they're strong, and I think they'll be strong for a long time. It's the now as well as the future. They're good at that position.
Hey, Mike, let's talk about, you know, this game on Sunday. It's an interesting reality that it's against Doug Peterson, who we all care a ton about. Have you had a chance yet this week? Will you reach out to him? What's the flow? What's the frequency of you and Doug with him down there? And do you make a point to try to connect with him before this one?
Yeah, we text every now and then. We keep in touch. I thought about that. Good question. I thought about that the other day. Should I text him and tease him, or should I just let it go and wait and speak to him on Sunday? I think I'm going to let it go this week because they're just not in a good place.
Yeah.
And I don't want to rub anything into where they are. So I'd rather just wait and say hello when I see him and exchange pleasantries then.
So someone on the show yesterday, I forget who, it might have been John, someone said the Eagles should still put a video tribute up, but do it in the first commercial break when the Jags are about to have the ball on offense and have Doug have to salute the crowd as they salute him and distract them during the game.
Is that Elliot, maybe?
It might have been.
Might have been Elliot.
What do you say, Mike? Make it a big, long, extended thing, and he's not able to talk to Trevor Lawrence.
Keep his eyes off the play sheet.
that's just wrong. Who thinks like that?
Hey,
it is messed up.
Competitor. Buddy Ryan would have done it. Buddy was pulling out all the tricks to try to gain an advantage. Hey, Mike, stay well, my man. We'll listen to you on Sunday. Marilyn, Mike in the booth. Thanks, Mike.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, there he is. Mike Quick, as he is every Wednesday at this time. Remember